Hi, this is Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus Student Edition, a podcast series dedicated to pharmacy students.
On this episode of Pharmacy Focus Student Edition, Amanda Ryan, Director of Education for the Pharmacy Quality Alliance, discusses PQA's new student program that teaches pharmacy and other healthcare professional students the basis of quality measurements and strategies to improve medication safety.
So PQA has launched a new program to teach pharmacy and other health profession students the basics of quality measurement and strategies to improve medication safety, adherence, and appropriate use. What is the PQA new student program, and what will this program kind of entail for participating students?
We created the Healthcare Quality IQ program, otherwise known as HQIQ, for students, and it's intended to teach the basics of quality measurements and also some strategies to improve medication safety, adherence, and appropriate use. Students who participate in the program will receive more than 20 hours of specialized learning opportunities, and those also include a scholarship to attend the PQA annual meeting and also to participate in PQA's Medication Use Quality Certificate program. At PQA here, we are committed to equipping and empowering the next generation of medication use quality professionals. And we do that by providing students with a wide variety of opportunities to learn the fundamentals of developing, implementing, and evaluating quality improvement programs. This new program does center around our Medication Use Quality CE program, which is a nationally accredited continuing education and certificate program. Students will be selected to participate in HQIQ through a self-nomination process, and then those selected students will receive scholarships to attend the 2023 PQA annual meeting. And this year we are holding it in Nashville, Tennessee, May 10th through 12th. And then the meeting also includes a special four-hour medication use quality training event, which is called MUQ Live. The scholarship that the students receive to attend the annual meeting will include meeting registration costs, 3 nights hotel stay, and also a travel stipend.
When will this program begin for selected students, and how long does it typically last?
Sure. So I can tell you that we will let applicants know if they've been selected for the program in March. Then the program will kick off, as I alluded to a moment ago, on May 10th with the MUQ Live program. Students then will attend the annual meeting in Nashville. As I said, that's May 10th through 12th, and that is directly following the MUQ Live workshop. And then the rest of the program is actually going to run throughout the summer, and it's going to be in a virtual format. Students will have from the time of the annual meeting until July 31st to complete the Medication Use Quality Certificate program. And then in August, we're really excited to host a live virtual discussion with the program participants. And during that discussion, we're going to do a couple of things. First, we're going to recap the certificate program, and then we're also going to introduce the final phase of the program. And that's where students are going to develop their own proposals to improve some aspects of medication use quality. We're going to walk students through all the steps of developing those proposals and give them some tips on how to do that. And then those proposals will be due in October. Then the program is going to conclude in November with a certificate and recognition of the students' completion of the program.
Who specifically is this program targeted for?
The HQIQ program is targeted to a wide variety of students. We are looking for either graduate or undergraduate students who have completed their second year of study. So that could be student pharmacists, but we also welcome applications from students who are in other healthcare degree programs.
What aspects of the program do you believe are going to be the most exciting and valuable for students?
Both the MUQ Live and the PQA annual meeting are going to provide students with multiple opportunities to learn, engage, and network, not only with other learners and students from around the country, but also with healthcare quality professionals from PQA member organizations. PQA's multi-stakeholder membership includes a wide variety of organizations. There are organizations including health plans, community pharmacies, life sciences organizations, or many others. And then also, As students develop their quality improvement proposals that I spoke about a few moments ago, they will receive practical knowledge and skills that they can use throughout their schooling and beyond. This will be valuable for each of the students, but it will also allow them to contribute to future PQA trainings. We're excited to use the learnings from the HQIQ program because they are going to help us shape future trainings on implementing quality improvement programs for students, but also for healthcare quality professionals.
How can students participate in this program? Where can they apply? And what is the deadline to apply?
Students can fill out a self-nomination form that is available on PQA's website now through Friday, February 24th, 2023. The students can visit our website at pqaalliance.org/HQIQ for more information on the program and also to access the self-nomination form.
Why did PQA see the need for this type of program?
Here at PQA, we offer a variety of student programs. Those include advanced pharmacy practice experience, rotations, and also summer internships. And while a variety of students have been with us, we have heard them say that they need education about quality that is beyond what they are receiving in their current curricula. HQIQ is an opportunity for students to strengthen and supplement what they're already learning in their training, and is also going to provide knowledge for future use in their careers and also help students consider future career options from a wide variety of different settings.
So you've mentioned HQIQ. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Sure. So HQIQ is based on the Medication Use Quality Continuing Education Program that we have here at PQA. So that's one vital component of HQIQ, along with a lot of the other components I mentioned earlier. To give you a little bit more information about the Medication Use Quality Continuing Education Program, it is our online CE training for healthcare quality professionals and for students as well. And it's really applicable to a wide variety of people. So we have people taking it who are working to improve patient outcomes through safe and appropriate medication use as part of their job already. And the program is really designed to empower professionals of all different kinds to help understand and implement effective quality measurement programs across the healthcare industry. It's ideal for those who are already leading quality programs across healthcare, and that includes people who are from community and specialty pharmacy. But in addition to that, I mentioned it's a pretty flexible program, and it can be a fantastic introduction to quality for those who are unfamiliar with it. And that absolutely does include students. Throughout the program, we cover a wide variety of important topics, and those include things like value-based care, innovative pharmacist-provided care, the foundations of measurement science, and how quality measures are developed. Other topics include social determinants of health, as well as information about federal programs such as Medicare and Medicaid.
What does quality mean for pharmacy?
When we think of quality here at PQA, some of the most important aspects are related to improving medication safety, adherence, and appropriate use. So this can include things like ensuring that patients are adherent to their medications for conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure and many others. We also need to consider drug interactions and how they might affect a patient's treatment, and also that patients are receiving appropriate medication to prevent complications related to chronic conditions. Ensuring high quality care for patients who take medications requires a team effort. That is absolutely essential. And that includes patients and their caregivers and the entire healthcare system. Now, here at PQA, we provide education to a wide variety of stakeholders on medication use quality. And that includes not only best practices for improving it, but also how everyone can work together to make that happen.
Why is quality improvement and measurement important for patients?
So in order to know if a patient is receiving high quality care and to improve the quality of that care, we have to be able to measure it. And the measures used to assess care quality do two important things. First is that they quantify the care, and that can include things like access, the quality of care, or the cost of care that's provided to patients. And then the second thing is that the measures allow us to gauge the quality of care that is provided and help us to understand if quality improvement activities are actually improving care and outcomes and by how much. Once we can quantify and gauge the quality quality of care that patients receive, we can use quality improvement tools to improve the care. Quality improvement is a framework that we use to systematically improve care, and it focuses on standardizing processes and structures. And our goal with all of that is always to improve patient outcomes.
How can students apply quality and measurement improvements to their everyday practice?
As I mentioned earlier, we have heard from students in a variety of settings that they need additional training on quality. So one thing that we are looking to do here is fill that gap with the HQIQ program. And then once students receive that additional training, it can be very dependent on the type of practice that they work in. So once they have some of this baseline knowledge, they may be able to apply it throughout their rotations while they're still in school, or if they have a job outside of school, be able to apply it to that particular setting. But once they graduate, we really would love to see students starting to use some of this training as a way to help train others who may not be confident in quality or it's not something they have done before. So this can take a variety of forms, just sharing the information they have or helping the tools that they now have available to them to identify specific quality issues that may be happening with patients in that practice and using the tools that they have to improve the patient care. So things I alluded to earlier, like improving medication adherence, reducing significant drug interactions, and really making sure that all patients are on appropriate therapy for their needs.
What other student training opportunities does PQA provide?
In addition to the APPE rotations and the summer internships that I mentioned earlier, PQA does offer an executive fellowship and also an MPH practicum. If students would like more information on these programs, they can visit PQA's website. And once again, that is pqaalliance.org. And then they can click on the education page to learn more about our student and professional programs.
So diversity, equity, and inclusion are all major themes for healthcare today. How is PQA kind of approaching including more diverse populations into the student programs?
We are focused on being intentional about recruiting students from diverse backgrounds from our programs. And in addition to that, we have a diverse quality leaders program that has two diversity and quality scholarship opportunities for students. The first one is for minority healthcare professionals students to attend the PQA annual meeting and participate in the pre-meeting MUQ Live that I spoke about earlier. And then the second scholarship opportunity is for minority healthcare professionals, but also for students. And that scholarship is to take the Medication Use Quality Online Continuing Education and Certificate Program.
As we're wrapping up, is there anything else you would like to add?
Two things. First of all, I would like to thank Pharmacy Quality Solutions for sponsoring the Healthcare Quality IQ program. PQA is grateful for the support here from PQS. And then second, we encourage students and anyone who works with students to think of PQA as an important resource. We really aim to help students gain a broader perspective on available career options. There are so many robust and diverse opportunities available to students. We enjoy helping students find them and discover them throughout their time with us. And we really are pleased to play a role in helping students explore the opportunities that are available to them.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus, Student Edition. Tune in next month to hear more about the latest trends and issues for pharmacy students.